You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
Let's do it later.
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes.
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Hello and welcome to another edition of Play Me or Fade Me. And thank you for joining us as always. My name is Kyle Comas. Mr. Action Junkie does have the night off. It's good to be back here with you all again, talking a little college basketball. One thing I absolutely love doing, and this is one of the best weeks of the year, it is college basketball conference tournament week, behind the first rounds of the Big Dance, of course. This is one of the best weeks of the year. If you're looking for some of my plays when I'm not hosting the show, you can find that on my Twitter /X timeline, whatever you want to call it. I still call it Twitter. It's technically X, though. At Coda Capper Kyle, I like Mr. Action Junkie. I'm going to make a play on every single March Madness game. I'll mention the plays. I'll make sure I mention them on the blog, on our newsletter that's coming out now, and also on our Twitter /X timeline. But anyways, enough about me. Let's get into recapping Mr. Action Junkie's card for Tuesday, March 12th. Please do note that we are currently waiting on Idaho State +5 against Montana. That game is just tipping off now as I'm recording. So that game will be pending as well. Unfortunately, it is a losing card for Mr. Action Junkie. So let's break down the losing card. System plays goes 3-4 for him. He had Miami +1.5 against Boston College. This seemed to be a smart play whenever first analyzed and handicapped, but it turned out to be far from. Boston College ends up steamrolling Miami 81-65, and the Hurricanes do not cover. He also had Georgia Tech +1.5 versus Notre Dame. Another very close matchup throughout, but the foul game ended up coming into play. And unfortunately, Notre Dame did go on to win 84-80, and the +1.5 did not hit. He had George Washington +2 against LaSalle. This game was a sweat for not only Mr. Action Junkie, but anybody who bet on it. George Washington was up 7 going into the half, and they ended up blowing the lead to LaSalle, and LaSalle made a go-ahead jumper to take the lead and win the game 61-60, although LaSalle got the win, +2 did hit for George Washington and Mr. Action Junkie. He also had Bryant +4.5 against UMass. Bryant was actually leading a good chunk of the second half. It was a very tight game throughout, and it was rarely above a possession. Unfortunately for Bryant, they were outscored by 5 in the last 9 minutes. They went on to lose 76-70, and the +4.5 does not hit. He also had for a system play Fordham +4.5 against Davidson. Fordham played Davidson very tight and actually ended up forcing them into overtime. But in overtime, it was all Fordham as they outscored Davidson 10-2 in overtime and won the game 71-63. That +4.5 hit with ease for Fordham. So nicely done by Mr. Action Junkie. He had Florida International +4 against Jacksonville State. This game was a very tight contest throughout, but FIU outscores Jacksonville State 12-2 in the final 5 minutes, and FIU ends up winning the game outright 76-67, and the +4 does indeed hit with ease. Finally, for system plays, he had Milwaukee +5 against Oakland. This is also a regular play for him on the card, too. And it was a very unfortunate end for Milwaukee. Oakland nails 2 free throws with 22 seconds left to defeat Milwaukee, 83-76. The +5, unfortunately, does not cover for his system play or for his regular play. That was also a Twitter vote play. So thank you for your votes, but unfortunately, that one does not cash either. For his regular card, he does go 2-1. That was his only for the rest of the card. He had West Virginia +10.5 against Cincinnati. The Mountaineers actually led a good chunk of this game. Unfortunately for them, the Bearcats ended up winning the game. They outscored them 13-3 in the final 5 minutes, and they won the game 90-85. Although Cincinnati did win, West Virginia +10.5 does hit. He had Canisius +4.5 versus Mount St. Mary's. This one was a no-doubter from start to finish. Canisius had a 10-point lead going into half, and Mount St. Mary's could not catch up. Canisius ends up winning the game 76-71, and the +4.5 easily covers. Finally, he had Charleston -7 against Stony Brook. This was the CAA championship game, and this game does end up going to overtime, and Charleston does win 82-79, but unfortunately, the -7 for Charleston does not cover. Finally, his coin flip bets went 1-1. He had the Rockets and Spurs under 224. This is a very low scoring Western Conference contest that came down to the wire. The Rockets end up winning 103-101, and the under 224 easily cashes. And finally, he had the Panthers and Stars under 6. It seemed like a promising first period, as only one goal was scored in the first period. However, the next two periods, they each had three goals in it. The Panthers end up going on to win 4-3, and the under does not cash. So unfortunately, a losing day for Mr. Action Junkie, but we got a lot of basketball games today, folks. So many basketball games to be played. A lot of great stuff to happen for both me and Mr. Action Junkie today. Let's get started. Before we do, I just want to give you guys a trivia question. I love giving trivia questions on this show, so I'm going to give you another one here. The last time a Final Four MVP was not on a winning team was all the way back in 1983. Can you think about who it is? I will tell you the answer at the end, but the last time a Final Four MVP was not on the winning team was back in 1983. Can you tell me who was on the winning team? Anyways, let's get to the card for Wednesday, March 13th. Now, don't quote me on my math here, but it does look like there's around 44 games in action today. So let's just get right to it. Let's start with our system plays. I, like Mr. Action Junkie, am doing the exact same system where if I see a team that has won two times in the regular season and they're only a favorite by 6 or less, I'm going to bet on the other team. So there's 5 games currently with our system. First up, we got in the Big 12, UCF. +5.5 over BYU. So BYU had beaten UCF on the road by 5, and then they beat him at home by 2. Two very close contests. As Mr. Action Junkie has said on the show, it's tough to beat a team 3 times in a season as a favorite of 6 or less. Give me UCF +5.5 against BYU. He also had UTSA in a pick'em over Temple. Temple defeated UTSA at home in February by 6. And then proceeded to beat them on the road by 2. Once again, two really close contests. And once again, it's tough to beat a team 3 times in this even as a favorite of 6 or less. Give me UTSA pick over Temple. Next up for the system plays, we got NC State +1.5 against Syracuse. The Orange defeated NC State by 12 at home and by 4 on the road. The Wolfpack actually originally opened up as favorites, but it's moved to a pick, and then it moved to them being underdogs by 1.5. But once again, it's tough to beat a team 3 times in a season as a favorite of 6 or less. Give me NC State +1.5 against Syracuse. Next up, we got Cal Baptist. They are 3.5-point underdogs against Utah Valley. Utah Valley defeated Cal Baptist by 9 at home in January and then beat them by a whopping 23 points on the road. This spread should be way higher, but once again, it's a low spread. And once again, you probably already know what I'm going to say. It's tough to beat a team 3 times in a season as a favorite of 6 or less. Give me Cal Baptist +3.5 against Utah Valley.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th, hosted by Kevin Hart. The 7-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
It's only a kick. A jump. A block. It's only a serve. It's only a tackle. A run. It's only for the fans. After all, it's only pressure. You got this. Adidas.
Finally, in the Pac-12, Utah is a 5.5-point favorite against Arizona State. And this one, folks, it doesn't make any sense to me at all. Arizona State defeated Utah by 12 at home and then at 8 on the road. Yet Utah is favored by 5.5 points. This doesn't make sense. One final time, say it with me. It's tough to beat a team 3 times in a season as a 6-point favorite or less, and they're an underdog. I'm going to ride with Utah very heavily. Give me Utah -5.5 against Arizona State. So that's going to do it for our system plays. Let's go to my main card, the four plays that I really, really like that are outside the system plays. To start off, let's start in the Pac-12. I like Washington +3 against USC. The Huskies, they have revenge on their mind as they lost to USC at the beginning of the month by 7. They also are pretty seemingly out of contention for the Big Dance unless they can make a run in the conference tournament. And I think there's an opportunity here if they can beat USC to go on that run. But if they're going to beat the Trojans, they're going to have to outscore them and beat them on the glass. Washington is one of the best teams in the country offensively. They're averaging 80.1 points per game, which is 25th in all of college basketball. And they're shooting 47.1% from the field, which is 49th in college basketball. They're also hauling in a whopping 36.2 rebounds per game. That's in the top third of the country. Very, very impressive. And betting-wise, the Huskies have won four out of their last... They have covered in four out of their last eight games. And they're an impressive 10-5 against the spread this year when they're on the road or at a neutral site. Meanwhile, USC, they've struggled defensively this season. They're allowing about 74.5 points per game. But if you want to talk about a team that's a big disappointment for the season, USC has to be on your mind. Many people thought with Boogie Ellis, Bronny James, all those great stars they have, Isaiah Collier, they'd be potentially winning the Pac-12. Unfortunately, it's just been a very disappointing season for them. And I think that disappointing season ends tonight for the Trojans. The Huskies are going to end it for them and give the committee on the radar. Give me Washington +2.5 against USC. Next up, we're going to the Big East. Give me Villanova -23.5 against DePaul. I know what you're thinking. Kyle, that spread is a ton of points. There's no way that should be on your card. That may be true, but here's a fact for you all to think about and should really be aware of. DePaul stinks. They are terrible. They might be one of the worst basketball teams I've seen this season, if not the worst. They've lost, and get this, 19 straight games and have only covered in 7 of them. And to really lock in the point that DePaul stinks, of those 19 losses, 11 of them have come by 25 points or more. All right, I'm off my soapbox about how bad DePaul is. Let's just talk about Villanova for a second. They have a top 20 defense this season that is allowing only 65.6 points per game, and they've only allowed their opponents to shoot 41.1% from the field, both very, very high up in college basketball. Their forward, Eric Dixon's having a very solid season, averaging 16.3 points per game. And betting-wise for the Wildcats, they've covered in 7 of their last 10 games, and they're also going to have redemption on their mind as they've lost their last 2 games to Seton Hall and Creighton. I'm going to be honest. I wouldn't be surprised if this final is a 30-point game. Villanova beat DePaul this year by 36 and then by 25. I mean, this game is going to be an absolute rout, and this pitiful season for DePaul is going to end with an even worse finish. Give me Villanova -23.5 against DePaul. Next up, we're going to the SEC. I like Georgia -3.5 against Missouri. So I just went off saying about how bad of a basketball team DePaul is. And honestly, as of late, Missouri's not that much better. They've lost 18 straight games and have only covered in 5 of those games. They're allowing 76.6 points per game, which is one of the worst in the country. And they're a very bad basketball team as of late, and they found themselves at the bottom of the SEC with teams like Arkansas and Vanderbilt that are ahead of them, who also are not very well. Meanwhile, on the other hand, Georgia has been very solid this year on the road. They're 9-4 against the spread on road games, and they're pretty solid offensively. They're averaging about 75 points per game. One thing I like is they have 2 really solid guards. They have a nice guard combo with Noah Thomason and Jabir Abdur-Rahim. Fun fact for those of you listening, Abdur-Rahim, you're thinking, and you are correct, that is the son of former NBA star Sharif Abdur-Rahim. So kind of a little nugget there for you. But both those guys, Thomason and Abdur-Rahim, are averaging 12.8 and 12.2 points per game respectively. And that combo is going to be a little too much for the Tigers to handle. The last time these two teams met, the Bulldogs won by 7. I think it's going to be around that, if not even more. And I think the poor season for Missouri, it's going to end tonight. Give me Georgia -3.5 against Missouri. Finally, let's end in the Big West. I like Cal State Northridge +2.5 against UC Santa Barbara. If you remember my card from last week, I also bet on the Matadors, and they were able to cover the number for me. Cal State Northridge is a very underrated team in the Big West, everybody, and they could very well be a dark horse that could end up going on to win the conference. Yeah, you heard it here first. Cal State Northridge might be a dark horse to win the conference. They're one of the best rebounding teams in the country this year. They're hauling in a whopping 38.8 rebounds per game, which is 34th in all of college basketball. All the games that they win, they're beating teams on the glass, and I think they have a really good shot of doing that here against UC Santa Barbara. They have a very talented guard-forward combo in Deshaun, Allen Eichers, and Deontay Bostic. They're averaging 18.5 and 15.3 points per game, respectively. But the one thing that's absolutely sold me in the Matadors is how good they are on the spread at on the road and at neutral sites. They're a very impressive 13-3 against the spread on the road this season. That's the fourth best in all of college basketball. I like what I saw last week with Cal State Northridge. Needless to say, I'm sold on them after watching them against Hawaii. The best thing I can say is, let's run it back again. Give me Cal State Northridge +2.5 against UC Santa Barbara. So to recap the card for you, for our system plays, again, just a really quick reminder, those are teams that have gotten swept in the regular season and are only underdogs of 6 or less. So to recap the system plays, I got UCF +5.5 over BYU, UTSA pick over Temple, NC State +1.5 over Syracuse, Cal State Baptist +3.5 over Utah Valley, and Utah -5.5 over Arizona State. And for my regular card, I got Washington +3 against USC, Villanova -23.5 versus DePaul, Georgia -3.5 against Missouri, and finally Cal State Northridge +2.5 against UC Santa Barbara. The trivia question for you, the last time a Final Four MVP was not on the winning team was all the way back in 1983. Who was it? That would be one of my all-time favorite basketball players, Hakeem Olajuwon. Although back in the day, he was Hakeem Olajuwon. Yep, that was the year against the infamous game against NC State, where NC State beat Houston at the buzzer, but Hakeem Olajuwon was named the Final Four MVP. Well, that'll do it for this episode of Play Me or Fade Me. As always, enjoy the games, manage that bankroll, don't chase money, have fun, and let's cash some tickets together. Good luck, everyone.